don't know if you have ever felt this way, but as a pastor who has been preaching for nearly 20 years, I am very much aware that I can look at the same passage of scripture year after year and find something new in the story. And this week's aha moment for me was about the Holy Spirit appearing as a dove and then resting on Jesus. An asthmatic will tell you the very worst feeling in the world is experiencing an asthma episode, when the lining of your airways swells, making your airways smaller so you cannot catch your breath. It's been described as feeling like you have an elephant resting on your chest. Now that can lead to panic, which only serves to increase the tightness in your chest, and it becomes this spiral. Relief comes when you inhale a fast-acting medication that loosens the tightness and allows the airways to return to normal size. I suggest to you today that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that rests on Jesus at the moment of his baptism, the Spirit that Jesus promises to his followers, the Spirit that we acknowledge at our own baptism or confirmation, is the breath of life. The Holy Spirit is like a rescue inhaler for our souls. And the Holy Spirit has been searching for souls to rest on and in since the beginning. In Proverbs, this Spirit of wisdom who hovered over the waters of creation proclaims, "I was formed long ages ago, at the very beginning when the world came to be, when there were no watery depths, no springs overflowing, before the mountains, before the fields or the hills or any dust of the earth, I was there when God set the heavens in place." And Lady Wisdom, as she is personified by the author of Proverbs, has sought a home with humankind ever since. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gates, she makes her speech. "Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord." Despite her pleas and her offers, though, wisdom in the Hebrew scriptures has trouble finding takers, cannot find a resting place. According to the Book of Enoch, a book contained in the Roman Catholic Bible and holy to our Jewish brothers and sisters, wisdom found no place where she could dwell. Her dwelling was in heaven. Wisdom went out in order to dwell among the sons of men, but she did not find a dwelling. Wisdom returned to her place and took her seat in the midst of the angels. And iniquity came out from her chambers. Those whom she did not seek, she found and dwelt among them, like rain in the desert, like dew on the parched ground. Into this world of ours, where wisdom struggles to find a home, Jesus is born. Gospel writer Mark doesn't even bother with that part of the story. That's not what interests him. Like an expert playwright, Mark begins with a prologue that harkens back to the prophets of the Hebrew scriptures and tells us that this wisdom moment has been centuries in the making and will challenge everything we believe. Excuse me. The Lord will come not in the comfort and notoriety of a palace, not in the military power and prowess of a general, but in the rocky wilderness of a desert. The Spirit of wisdom will come to rest not on priests or princes, but on the Son of God, who in deep humility seeks to share human experience. Jesus comes to John to experience baptism for repentance and the forgiveness of sins. Now, we also believe Jesus was the sinless one. He didn't need to repent and be forgiven, but he came to enter our experience. And as Jesus comes up out of the water, and as he steps from the water to the dry land, he sees the heavens torn open, and the Spirit, like a dove, descending, coming to rest on him, because in him wisdom has found a home. The life Jesus lives, the ministry he embraces, will share God's wisdom with the world. And Jesus will retreat to private spaces to refresh his own soul with Holy Spirit visits. Jesus will encourage his followers to live the kind of life he does, immersed in the wisdom of God. And on the day of Pentecost, Jesus' promise to his followers will be fulfilled. The Holy Spirit will visit them as it has him, resting on them as it has on him, breathing into them the breath of life that imparts wisdom and the life and the favor of the Lord. When we are baptized, or when we renew our baptismal vows, which we will have the opportunity to do in a few moments, the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives is central to what we proclaim. The Spirit is what enables us to renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of the world, and repent of our sin. It enables us to accept the freedom and the power God gives us to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves. In the reading from Acts this morning, Paul offers just such a baptism to the believers at Ephesus, and they immediately know the power of the Spirit, not only to resist evil, but to witness to the greatness of God. They come alive. The Holy Spirit breathes new life into them. Now, I know the image we often have of the Holy Spirit dove is one of gentleness. It's on the cover of your bulletins this morning. It's in the PowerPoint at the opening and closing. There's this cute little dove in the corner, a little olive branch in its beak. But have you ever seen a bird on a mission? I don't mean the birds floating lazy circles on warm summer days. I mean a mother bird when a hawk flies too close to her babies. That bird takes off on a mission, fast and furious. I wonder if we might not think of the Spirit's descent as missional in that way. The Spirit has been seeking a home on earth for centuries and has finally found one in Jesus. Wisdom is making a beeline for Jesus. A headlong dive out of the heavens seems more in keeping with the heavens torn open, more consistent with the Pentecost experience of tongues of flame and fire. And frankly, in those moments when I open myself to the Holy Spirit, in those moments, those times when I feel like I need help, when I can't breathe, when I start to panic or to despair, I want the Holy Spirit to race to me. I want the Spirit to breathe life into me and to rescue me. And when you turn and open yourself to God's wisdom, to God's Spirit, what happens next might just surprise you. The Spirit calls out to us, friends, listen to my instruction and be wise, for those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. You're invited this morning to remember your baptism, to touch the water. The Spirit is hovering over the waters and over us, ready to breathe new life into your life, waiting for you to receive her. Amen.